Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, April 15th, 2021. Welcome to Day 86. The Biden administration imposed sanctions on Russia for alleged interference in the 2020 presidential election, as well as the cyber attack against U.S. government and corporate networks, the illegal annexation and occupation of Crimea, and other human rights abuses. The administration sanctioned six Russian technology companies that supported hacking operations run by Russia's intelligence services and expelled 10 intelligence officers working under diplomatic cover in the United States. The White House formally declared the Russian intelligence service SVR responsible for the hacking known as Solar Winds. The Treasury Department also sanctioned 32 entities and individuals for carrying out Russian government-directed attempts to influence the 2020 U.S. presidential election and other acts of disinformation and interference. It also sanctioned 8 individuals and entities associated with Russia's action in Crimea. The White House said the sanctions were intended to impose costs on Russia for actions by its government and intelligence services against U.S. sovereignty and interests. Meanwhile, the Treasury Department said that Paul Manafort's associate and former employee provided the Russian intelligence services with sensitive information on polling and campaign strategy during the 2016 election. Konstantin Kalimnik was one of 16 people who were sanctioned for attempting to influence the 2020 presidential election at the direction of the Kremlin. Kalimnik also sought to promote the narrative that Ukraine, not Russia, had interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. This according to the Treasury Department's statement. The Senate Intelligence Committee's report on 2016 Russian election interference assessed that Kalimnik was a Russian intelligence officer who worked with Manafort as a lobbyist for the pro-Russia president of Ukraine. Manafort was, of course, Trump's campaign manager. Moving on, the House Judiciary Committee voted to recommend the creation of a commission to study the issue of paying reparations to the descendants of slaves in the United States. The commission would also consider a national apology for the harm caused by slavery. It's the first time the committee has acted on the decades-long effort to advance the measure to the full House. Neither chamber of Congress, however, has committed to a floor vote. Meanwhile, the House Committee on Oversight and Reform advanced legislation that would make D.C. the 51st state. The full House is expected to pass the Washington, D.C. Admission Act, possibly as soon as next week, for the second consecutive year. The bill, however, is likely to face significant hurdles in the Senate, where it needs the support of 60 senators to advance. Democrats also introduced legislation to expand the Supreme Court from 9 to 13 justices. Senator Ed Markey said, "The court is broken, and make no mistake about it, the court is broken because Senator Mitch McConnell, his Senate Republican colleagues, and Donald Trump broke it." Nancy Pelosi, however, said she has no plans to bring it to the floor, adding that she supports Biden's recent move to create a commission to study the possible expansion of the Supreme Court. And finally, CNN reports that Biden hasn't raised the Trump-era refugee cap because of political optics. One Democratic aide said Biden hasn't signed off on the refugee program yet because he wants to preserve his options. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden is committed to raising the refugee ceiling but refused to provide a timeline. In February, Biden's State Department said it planned to expand the Trump cap, set at 15,000 refugees, to up to 62,500. As of March 31st, only 2,050 refugees have been allowed to resettle in the United States, putting the Biden administration on track to accept the fewest number of refugees this year of any modern president, including Trump. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.